I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's all pointless now.
No, we can't do it anyway because he didn't want to talk about that.
I didn't want to talk about
that. Well, no, but there was still a way into that. But that's
I was
all right.
There.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Because I mentioned the sausage.
Yeah. Charlie, do you want to... Are we rolling?
Yeah.
I don't want that on there, no.
That's the wrong one.
It's a well-oiled machine, isn't it?
Hang on. Why is that happening then? Wait, Mark, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. Why is that happening then? That should be on there. These aren't right.
Well, just keep pot luck and this will be the cold open. Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Danny Ward.
Hello, everyone.
He's here, and it's a super guest episode. We're also joined by Jack Skipper. He's well excited. calm down, for God's sake. So we're here. We're back. We are back in the studio, podcast studio, studio flat, Danny's studio.
It's been a while since I had this setup going.
Yeah, yeah, it is actually. We're recording everything. We're putting clips out.
I can't. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm being attacked by the
mic. Sorry, Jack.
Why we got the mic
representation?
Why we got? Hang on. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
I only learned that quite recently.
Did you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that end of anecdote?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Is this good content? Speaking of mic stands, I could start with a joke that I had about a mic stand.
Okay.
That didn't... I think, like, technically, it's a good joke, but it's one of those things that it sort of... I don't know. How does it look on this camera? Oh, I'm not happy. Not happy. Not comfortable.
Just hold it.
That looks ridiculous.
Not used to holding the mic.
That's not how it works, champing.
It's like that. Yeah, but that's in front of my face, Danny. Yeah, you can't have that, Danny. This is the moneymaker.
A bit lower,
Danny. This is the moneymaker. Oh, like that, and angle it up.
This intro is going really well.
Oh, there we go. This is all it is. And thanks for Jack Skipper for coming in today. So my mic stand joke, I've got a couple, but this is the one that I can never quite get to work, is, so I've got the mic stand in front of me, and I go, the trouble is, and this joke definitely needs concentration, but that's moving, Danny. That's moving. How much was it on Amazon? $16.99.
How much was those third pair of headphones?
Well, I'm saving up because we're going to have to buy some more of these now. Here we go. Is that good? Does that work? How's it look on camera?
I mean, I feel like you want it a little bit lower, to be honest.
I want it a little bit lower.
Danny's. You want it matching Danny's.
Yeah.
It's all good.
How's that?
I can see your mouth. Just don't slouch.
Couldn't be more embarrassed.
Don't slouch. Yeah, posture. Oh, I could do a joke about posture as well. While we're right, so I've got two jokes.
Didn't do the first joke, yeah.
Well, I just like little teasing. Okay, first one is I'm going to let you all into a little secret. This mic stand is between you and me.
Oh, I remember you doing that.
Nice.
And leave it. Yeah, which I think solid. I might try and bring it back because I feel like now that with a tour and that, when people know who I am, they're tuned into the sort of jokes I'll do. But in the old days, when if I just went on stage and did that, they wouldn't be set up in their brain of what I do.
Could you do it instead of the mic stand, do someone in the front row and you're talking to someone in the second row?
Okay.
So this person here.
I can let you into a little secret about this person here.
Yeah, this person.
They are between you and me.
Maybe that could work.
So you reckon
But what would be the natural end to that? Because it feels like that you'd want to sort of go into that.
Because it's more or less crowd worky-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, like, would you go straight to the second row and go, what's your name? Okay, you see the person in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to know a little secret about them? They are between you and me.
Yeah. Give it a go.
Yeah, good. There we go. Crack it. Thanks for coming.
That's all right.
And the posture joke that never worked was, it was about the sat-nav I used to have, the old TomTom. And I say, I like the sat-nav because it helps with my posture, because every so often it says, straight ahead.
Yeah.
But that never worked. Straight ahead. Danny's fat. Podcasters won't be able to see that.
I don't love it.
What don't you like about it? Straight ahead. And then it's just like a reminder.
Straight ahead just means look forward.
But you could have a straight ahead.
Too much of a leap for me, Mark.
So you think saying straight ahead isn't anything to do with posture?
Yeah, what else would you say straight ahead about?
Have a straight ahead.
Oh, straight ahead. I was.
Oh, none of you got it?
No.
What did you think I was saying? Straight ahead. I was in looking straight ahead.
Yeah.
No, but that's at face value. That's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. Straight ahead.
So straight ahead and straighter head.
So you're saying straighter with an ER at the end.
Yeah. Should I say straighter head?
We didn't get that.
If I said straighter head.
I think just kill it, mate.
Well, it is killed. It was.
And you can't really have it's a straight neck, not a straight head. How are you going to straighten your head?
But the mic stand one was good.
You got a bent head.
The mic stand one was better, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're sort of off and then you go, straighten up. Straight ahead.
Yeah, just drop it.
All right. I used to have, when I first started comedy, my girlfriend at the time, showing off, she put, you could have famous people's voices do the thing.
Oh, yeah. Mr. T was always a big one, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Was there things he'd say specifically? Or?
Yeah.
Pit of the Fool didn't turn left.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah.
I mean, the car, because I ain't getting on a plane. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I had Eddie Izzard was on my one.
What did they say?
And they said they'd go bear left, monkey right. Good joke, right?
Oh, well, there's actual jokes.
I went to see Eddie Izzard in concert. Oh, I went with Gareth, actually. And it was up in Edinburgh. And someone got taken ill in the front row. And they went, is a doctor in the house? And that was.
And you said, yep.
No, what?
Well, you've impersonated a police officer many times.
Once.
Have you told that on the podcast?
In the house.
It's YouTube indoors.
Fucking hell, I can't get a word in.
He went to get something in the shop. Go on, tell the story, just quickly.
I was in Tesco's, and then I'd just going into Tesco's, and someone had just run out, and I'd seen him actually, a few roads down. She'd shoplifted, and the security guard was just really annoyed, because he says he comes in every day and he shoplifts. He says, it just does my head in. And I said, I know what you mean, mate. I'm ex-force, but I gave it up because I got sick and tired of having to chase scroats all the time and not do any proper policing. Just popped out. So, I said, I know it's illegal to impersonate a police officer, but is it illegal to impersonate a retired police officer?
Yeah. Have you tried that on stage? That's really funny. Yeah. Cool. So let's get cracking, shall we? What bits and pieces have you got? So you're at a point now where you are working. Are you doing Edinburgh this year?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you're working on your hour, and then you're going to tour your hour after that. We were chatting about that earlier. Where are you with it? Because you've been doing 40-minute sets. So you're happy with the 40 minutes?
Yeah, I'm happy with the 40 minutes.
So you only need 10?
Yeah, I need 10. Literally just add like a narrative to it.
Yeah,
is that what you're... It would be my first one, isn't it? So literally it's just like a... This is me.
Yeah,
I was born here, and this is me now.
Yeah,
and then just do that, and everything in between. Just do it that way, innit?
Yeah. Good as gold. So, what have you got about every year of your life? Have you got a bit?
But I think the bit I've got is this is basically, you know, I was just a carpet fitter, no qualifications, normal. Then like been skint most of my life.
Yeah,
and then had success online, become well known, still skint. So it's like nothing. Because I think the weird thing is, it's like, you know, you get rich and famous.
Yeah.
Got the famous bit sort of now, just the.
Yeah, you think that would be.
Just the rich. Yeah. It's got to sort that bit out now. It's weird, is that?
But all you've got to do then, get the hours in, and that's what you're doing.
Skint and Famous.
Which, you know, I actually.
It's quite a good name for a show.
Skint and Famous.
Skint and Famous. Wow, that is a good. Skint and Famous.
There you go. I've already actually thought of that. So.
You've thought of that before, had you? Yeah, I thought
it's good,
so.
Isn't it? I was just saying the other day, shows with one word, isn't it? Just call it skint. Was that, do you know what I mean?
Talk
about it.
And but then, I think...
It's like a loose narrative, isn't it? Because I've spent most of my life skint.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's always been my sort of my driving force. is skin. Actually, I was thinking this the other day, actually, because you know this whole thing of people pleasing. Something like, I'm one of them people pleasers where like someone asks me to do something and I'll go, I'll do it just to people please. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then someone says to me, you don't do that. You know what I mean? Because you know, take your own power. You don't have to people. But I realise if I didn't have to people please, I would do nothing.
Yeah. It's your motivation.
I need a little bit element of actually doing something. Otherwise, there's literally nothing happens.
I was often thought like, I like having goals and I like sort of something to aim at. But I think if I got to a point where I had millions of pounds, do you lose that element of sort of what are you actually trying to achieve now because you've got it? So people are gonna think this is mad, but I always thought I don't think I'd want to win the lottery because I haven't earned that.
I said this when I used to fit carpets.
Copying our ideas?
I said I was at work with all the other carpet fitters, and it's just as comedy was going off, and I said I'd be a bit gutted if I won the lottery now.
Yeah,
because I really feel like actually achieving.
Yeah, because you're getting for what you're achieving. Yeah. So that's a driving force.
Yeah.
I think.
All right, I tell you what, boys. If either of you win the lottery, just give me the ticket.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah,
I'll sort it out.
But do you see what I'm saying? Or do you not? Would you not have that?
I mean, I do see what you're saying, but I think I'd probably work a way around it if I fucking won the Euro Millions, Mark.
I'd
give 160 mil. I tell you what, I'd give 159 away and keep one then. Give it to charity.
Yeah, I think I would. You heard it first.
If someone says you don't people please, and then you don't people please, you've just pleased that person.
There you go.
That's a good bit of jokes. That's a good bit of jokes.
There's
good
no
bit
way
of jokes,
out of it.
That, Mark, is it? Good stuff. Good bit of jokes.
Yeah, but well, no, that's person pleasing.
Yeah. Just people. I think you need to people please a little bit.
So are you saying you've
let's have some bits.
Why did you bring that up? Because you were talking about writing your stuff.
Oh, being motivated. About being motivated. Being skint was my motivation.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's the being uncomfortable is a lot. You know, it's your, as soon as you're comfortable, maybe you do give up a little bit, didn't you? Mm-hmm. You need to stay uncomfortable. You stay in the uncomfortable zone. So you keep aiming.
Yeah.
But I was really motivated when I first, I did do all that stuff. I did a thing, like when I first started my Instagram, I did a mock-up of my Instagram, what it would look like, 100,000 followers.
I did
all that sort of.
Oh, great. So you put it into the universe.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. But you know what?
And then you bought loads of followers.
Yeah, that's basically what I did. But I do believe in that sort of stuff. I don't believe it in a sort of hocus pocus sort of way. But if you know what you're aiming for.
I know. I did a thing where I basically set myself a goal to be on. I wanted to be on Mock the Week, and I set the goal for when I was, by the time I'm 34, I want to be on there. And when I was 34, I did it.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I'd already been told I was on it.
Set the goal afterwards.
Yeah, but like about probably when I was 30, I think I set that goal.
Yeah.
And then that happened just at the end of the year where it would have run out.
There you go.
Is that just nonsense, or is that you just, what, I don't know, what is that? Danny's sceptical.
Well, I'm not sceptical, no. I mean, obviously, the power of goal setting isn't to be questioned, but, you know, there's also other elements at play, isn't there?
Yeah.
Well, hard work. You've got to work
hard
on.
Work.
But I feel like that is it.
Hard work,
but if you
timing.
Set a goal, if you set a goal, you're working towards that thing, aren't you?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
essentially,
yeah. No,
that is
works.
What that is. It's just goal setting.
Yeah, you've got to do, you've got to, like if you think about it all the time, you've got to do stuff and think about it.
Yeah,
you can't
if you didn't
just
do it, if you just set the goal and then did nothing, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't work like that.
No.
Yeah.
So bits, what have you got? You've got new ideas or have you got bits that you can't get to work?
I thought, content. That's what I know for doing content, yeah?
In online?
Online. Well, I'm trying to think of a way. You know, making stand-up. Let people know I do stand up a bit more without burning new material.
Yep.
So I was thinking of trying to do like topical stand up where I won't be in the tour, but I can write jokes about that. So I was thinking
film
like.
Film it that week and then put the
video out. So I was trying to write jokes about January.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? So then like I can record it.
Yeah, yeah. So like.
And then release it in January because that sort of content always does the best if it's about what's going on.
So like observational stuff like what it's like in that first week of January after Christmas and what we're doing. No one knows what they're doing.
So if I can record it, if I can get a recording of me in a club, then release it the next week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not for the tour or nothing. Burning. You know, I can just sort of do that. But so I was writing a few jokes about January. Should we see if these work?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So I realized all the bad decisions I made in my life, I could blame on alcohol. So last year I did Dry January, so I had to blame it on coconut water. Does that work?
Yeah, does that work? Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. The trouble you're going to have is, because this can happen, is you get all set to do that. You've got all these new jokes and then the gig is awful.
Yeah.
People heckling, like, I can't do new gear.
That'd be annoying.
At this. So you're someone that would just do the new gear anyway.
Well, I've got like 4 gigs before then.
Yeah.
So I can try it, try and get it working. So I can get it on the night. There is that element of, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to, I suppose well, you can say
I think
this.
You're just going, don't worry about it. Yeah. What other January ones have you got?
What else did I have? So I start every year with like good intentions. I'm going to be good. You know what I mean? And then slowly the habits start creeping in, you know, like I'm eating bad food, drinking too much, having 6 wanks in one day. But then I said to myself, fuck it. New Year's Day doesn't count. Yeah. I'll start January 2nd.
Yeah. Nice.
I think I need a punchier punchline. I need it to be like three. How can I just go? So I think 6 wanks a day is funny, isn't it? Or I was thinking that, my life was falling apart. My life started to fall apart again.
Yeah.
What's funnier to happen on New Year's Day when you've said?
I think your life's falling apart having 6 wanks because that obviously suggests your life's.
Yeah.
Is on the rocks.
I was drinking too much. My life's falling apart.
And then, 6 wanks a day. And then you go. And then I decided.
Yeah. I'll start January 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice. I think, could you overrate? Could you give it more? Sort of make.
You know where you're going, though. You do know where you're going with it, don't you?
I didn't.
Oh, didn't you?
No. That's a good swerve.
Yeah. That means it doesn't work if you know where I'm going.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Oh, right. Okay.
Did you knew it was going to be for the next day?
Well, next day, first week, something like that, yeah.
No, I think you're all right with that. I think Danny's just a...
Just don't be in the audience when I record that one, please. Yeah.
You know what is happening, yeah.
Yeah, it'll heckle the punchline before I get there.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do with this. You got anything on New Year's
Eve? I've not got nothing on, no.
It's going to ruin all these jokes. To be fair, that would go viral probably more.
Yeah.
If someone just kept it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, it's only £9.55 with a network rail card to Brighton on the train. So
there you go.
Stranger things have happened.
Today ones we're going to try.
Yeah, nice.
A lot of my material, I was thinking this, like I was talking to... Who was I talking to the other day? James Ellis about this. James Ellis, right?
Friend of the podcast.
I don't know if I come up with this analogy. If I did, it's a bloody good analogy. I hope I haven't stolen it accidentally, right?
Yeah.
But I think of like punchlines, right, as like jabs and right hooks.
Nice.
You heard it? So it's like, yeah, you get the ones that laugh, and you see if you've got like a bit, it needs to finish with a right hook.
Yeah.
But I find it weird to move on to another bit. Do you know what I mean? So if I got a bit that's just jabs, I just don't bother with it.
It needs to be finished every time.
It needs to go jab, 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 right hook.
Right, got you.
And then you can move on.
When there's a one-liner comic,
they're all right hooks, aren't they? Really?
But one-liners.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No. I'd say with the level of response,
yeah,
you want a few jabs, jab, jab, and then you know there's a big right hook joke coming. Yeah. That's the way I'd look at that. But you're talking about routine, so within a routine, you want jab, 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 and then right hook.
Yeah.
But you can't have jab, 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 right hook in one joke of mine. So you have to do a few jabs and then end with a hook.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But you need to know the hooks coming because if a jab doesn't work so well, it doesn't really matter because you know it's building to a big one.
So an example of it would be of me turning, when I turn online into stand-up, I've spoken to you about this before, but the observation was people, you say, oh, you know Mark? And you go, no. You go, Mark. And they go, oh, yeah, Mark. You say his name twice, they know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah, nice. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Which I did as a sketch, and people, it went well, and people were like, oh, yeah, I know that observation.
Yeah.
But when you do it on stage, people, it's just, they're just jabs, and people go, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Right? So then what I had to do, I had to think of a right hook, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just really going with this analogy. I love it. Right. So I had to go. So the joke is saying like, my mate Mark, he's the most popular, because you do that to popular people, don't you? Say the name twice. He's like, yes, you, yeah. So you go, because it's for popular people, you go, Mark. Because I think couscous is the most popular type of cuss. So then, and then that's the bit. But you couldn't, that wouldn't work in on the online, because people don't need to hear that. They don't need to,
great.
All really they funny. Need, all they need is the,
yeah.
Be shown the observation. Yeah.
But the thing is, what you've done there is, the cuss is a proper joke. Yeah. Whereas the mark isn't a joke, it's just an observation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you've gone observation, got them going, and then hit them with a proper...
Because even the way I say the punchline, I go, couscous is the most popular type of cuss. By the time I say couscous, people have started to get it. So you get this building, couscous, they go, is the most popular type of cuss, and then it just...
Yeah.
Then everyone gets it, sort of thing. It's one of them ones.
Yeah.
So that's why... So on that, I've got an observation. I can't find the bit to... Because I've got to talk about being uneducated, right?
Oh, sorry, so hang on. So you, away from that joke.
I've got a bit that I've got the observation.
Yeah.
But I can't think of a joke for you. It, okay. Right?
Yeah.
So, because I do a lot about like being uneducated, and I always get my words wrong and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, but sometimes I don't even get words wrong. Like I just like say it wrong and it just feels weird. Mm. So, like, I was on a building site once, and I said to someone, excuse me, mate, can you pass me that screwdriver?
The screwdriver.
And it's like there's like a weird atmosphere in the room, isn't it, where everyone goes, and you just don't point it out. Why have you? Did you say screwdriver? And it's like a big thing. But like, I've explained something awkward.
Yeah.
And it gets like a, oh yeah, that does happen. That's quite funny. But then sort of nothing else.
Because that feels like more like that doesn't feel like an observation everyone does. That's like an observation few people.
Have you never done it? You must have done it. Everyone's sort of done it where you sort of say that and you just.
No, I don't think I don't. You've that never doesn't, done that. That I don't relate to it, but I find it funny.
I relate to it, Jack.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. So that's 50%.
That's all. It's a bit like Paul Tackerbin.
You've done it.
I've done it. There you go. Can you give an example of what you've done?
Coffee cup.
Yes, it's that sort of thing. You sort of say cup. It, and you feel uncomfortable because you've just said it.
Coffee cup. Right.
And everyone just looks at you like.
No, I've not had that. Danny had
that clanged.
We spoke about this on the podcast before. Danny just mentioned it. His auntie.
Auntie Marg used to say, "Yeah, Paul Tackerbin, not Porter Cabin."
Yeah, you got to sort of point out. It's like older people say WhatsApp group.
Oh, that's
good. Have you heard of WhatsApp? You're on WhatsApp? Like, WhatsApp. It's WhatsApp. You know what I mean?
It took me about 20 years to work out that it's a play on WhatsApp.
So it's like saying, oh, yeah, really? WhatsApp? No, I didn't know that.
Do you know the Beatles, Mark, is B-E-A-T?
Yeah, that's great. it's like saying stand up comedy as if standing up.
Yeah,
on stand up.
Do you reckon
comedy.
Boxers ever use the analogy of stand up comedy to explain you know how they you've got to tickle them, and then really make them laugh.
Observation. One liner. Yeah. There you go.
That's great. Did you tell us a joke? I've got.
There's no joke. No, just
what was it? Oh, that bit. Sorry. We just went.
That's
so
the point.
That shows how good that is. Did you actually tell us a joke?
Did you tell us a joke? Yeah. I forgot. It's one of those things that is it? You want to do it again?
You want to do it.
What we want to do is in the next sentence, you want to put it into motion about. Without actually saying that you're going to do that. So anyway, I'm going to do you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a thing here, and I can't remember who said it or where, but basically they said you've put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like you want to... What would be a natural sentence to go after that? But I can't think of it.
It's like a callback.
You can actually do it about the fact that you haven't got a big punchline. The trouble with that bit is just an observation, not really a punchline.
It'd be a punchline.
That's it.
Not really a punchline.
Not really a punchline.
Punchline.
I feel that's a nice little.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
Just before we move on, I have got a January joke that didn't really work.
Is it dry?
It's
I'm going to steal it.
Hello, one, two. Is it dry?
So it's basically an obsession because I was born in January and my mum's called Janet. So I was born in and out of Jan. It's not like a, it's just a thing. I don't even know what, I don't even know what that is.
I love that.
Yeah, but it doesn't ignite a laugh. It's not even a jab. It's like a poke.
Well, you need to learn how the birds and the bees work, Mark.
You've just been disqualified.
So what? What
it
else
would have been a poke?
Because also, what's great about that is it's true.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Maybe people don't like the idea of thinking about
coming out of
jab.
That I was born in January.
I got one of them bits where like I feel this is maybe like too explainy, or like, again, you won't understand. Okay. But I just feel like no one ever says anything interesting to me ever. Do you ever do that with like?
What are we, chopped liver here?
But you know what I'm saying? You feel like you're waiting for someone to tell you something interesting because it just seems like nothing.
Imagine
ever.
You've just gone through the whole podcast and that was just
yeah.
So what is it?
So you know, but you know, like. It's very, you know, EastEnders, right? Or something like that, right? Where there'll be a thing where, say, someone needs to give Phil Mitchell a vital bit of information, right? And if he doesn't get that information, it affects the whole storyline. And they'll go up to him and they'll go, Phil, I really need to tell you something. And he'll go, not now. I need to open the arches.
Yeah.
You think, like, could you imagine if someone come up to you and went, I really need to tell you something? I'd be like, fucking.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Like, no one ever says anything.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They do. That's only on. So your observation is on TV, that's what they do.
That's what they do. But like, that is so unrealistic.
And you get frustrated and not, you think, well, just shout it out.
Yeah.
Don't say I've got something to tell you. Just tell them it.
That is good. That's great. It's not actually the same, but it reminded me of Blackadder just before they go over the top at the end. He's got an idea and went, he'll have to wait.
We never find out what Baldick's final cunning plan was.
God, that first time I saw that when they went over, oh God, moved me. But I'll tell you what, I did think the ending was over the top.
Hey. Too soon, Mark.
So have you tried that on stage?
Yeah, and it sort of worked the first time.
It's quite.
It's quite explainy. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I don't know if it's just in soaps. I think it does happen generally in dramas, though, isn't it? It's always like
maybe it's more suitable for sketch.
Yeah,
because you could just sort of
Yeah,
okay. Tell you what,
act it out.
Can I tell you how to end your show in Edinburgh? Get someone to come in at the end, way after you've done the observation, and go, Jack, quick, this is really important. Someone from the venue, and then you go, hang on, just finishing the show.
Bosh,
end of show, call back.
There you go.
Round of applause.
Done.
Carry you out. That's actually all right, isn't it?
It is all right. And do you know what sort of weird synergy about that is that a good example of someone using someone to come and do that at the end of the show was Sean's Walsh's show years ago.
Yeah, the one that got nominated.
He had Ramesh come out at the end, didn't he? Yeah. Right. You know what he came out and danced to?
You're written, why?
Limp Bizkit, Rolling.
Oh, wow. And that was just. We were talking about that off air, though.
No. If you haven't watched it, it's inappropriate. We could have had that bit in.
But ironically, that's a callback as well, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah. There you go. It's all, look at that. Little neat bow for Christmas.
But I feel like you could also set up earlier something to do with the venue. Something, maybe there's something not wrong with the venue or about the venue staff, and they come in and they actually have a serious issue, and then you go, hang on, it's got 10 minutes left of the show, actually just going to finish the show, boss.
Yeah,
that's a bit of fun.
Can't do it now.
That is quite a good idea. Do you know what venue you're going to be in yet?
No,
but there is a. So I've had a callback where the first joke doesn't work that well, but I've kept it in because the callback's really good. So that might be one where if you can't get that working that well, you just want to stick it in a bit. Around a bit that works really well, just suck it up for that one bit.
Yeah, I'll get used to that bit where this ain't working. I'll just make it a callback later on.
Yeah.
45 minutes of callbacks.
That's all it is now. Alternate jokes.
Okay, so just to end, quick fire, best heckle you've had?
Not a heckle, but someone threw a mousetrap at me.
Really?
Really?
Weird at a festival. Yeah, I don't know the relevance. I don't understand who brings a mousetrap to a festival. I don't know what.
Did you just do a cheesy joke?
Hey.
Bollocks! I was trying to think, like, about it's a salt.
What?
But mice famously don't. It's cheese, isn't it? They eat.
What pest?
Better.
Right.
Did you snap at them?
Oh, I did that just now.
What? Snap
when you two was.
Just check. We were.
Did you say snap then?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, I didn't hear that.
Snap. So, okay, that's that question.
We're listening. Yeah. We're the only two with headphones on.
As a comedian, yeah. What's the most annoying thing anyone says to you?
That awkward thing when you come off stage and they say nothing.
What, so like
they can't even look at you.
Another act.
Did you enjoy that?
That's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
There was that sort of thing where like just no one could even bring himself to say that was all right.
Yeah.
Because they're almost just, I was like, I'm gonna go. Yeah.
Did you enjoy that? Oh, great stuff. Lovely. Thank you for coming, Jack. Tell us where people can find all your stuff.
My house. In some of the garage.
That's good. That's that. So he doesn't actually put his content online. He just does it in his garage. Yeah, yeah. So you just have to go to actually watch it if you want to see it.
It's doing all right if you've got a garage.
Danny Ward Comedy.
Danny Ward Comedy, yeah.
We're back on tour in 2024. Loads of new venues, going back to a few other venues that sold out well. And it sold out well. If it sells out, it's well anyway, isn't it? That doesn't really make sense. So our venues
are slick one, this, isn't it?
Yeah. We're coming to some. We'll edit this before you put the music over it.
Yeah.
So, we're coming back on tour in 2024. So, do check that out at marksimmers.co.uk. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
be more Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.